booty bang na Facebook uzi maiwa amanenya ni sama como la capuga en mao matili langa masudia kanunga call me Rambo so you can call me boisterous but you can say it right you can say the both of us dinanda okay dinanda 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 Nijina Benz, Fortuna, Hilux na Ford. Zose ni njama za mapromo code. Kulu na punzi la kuma abroad. Bati muzambe njemwe ni nasha explode. Wonse kudine ni magrade 2. Ono pompi ni na muuza vili true. Ni mwana wa muma ya jisansi wa struggle. Sanga kambe pali wane kibetu gani za njine nja. Fili na blank. Oke njine nja. Njine nja. Fili na blank. Oke njine nja. Ni kacha ya song, ni wangono wa maselebreka Kuma jiti, ini wote wa mawelekeka Nimbo za maneka, inesizi makwanisa Bati maficha, yebe ya mapijisa I'm on the radio more than the news And if you go against me, I bet you gon' lose King King, that's what they call me And you don't have a TV, if you don't know me Nina da Nina da Nina da Nina da Nina da Okay, Nina da
The Power Breakfast, 6 to 10 a.m.
Right here on your morning station.
Power FM. The Queens of Breakfast. Catch the Power Breakfast.
Press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Father Frank Kuwalia calls for unity in resolving Ethiopia's burial impasse as today marks exactly 9 months since his death. Government reviewing laws to guide land ownership for foreign nationals in Zambia. In international news, South Africa offers to mediate in Middle East conflict and its fourth youth coach Nora Hoptier summons 29 players for Africa Women Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
With our friend and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji. Today marks exactly 9 months since 6th Republican president died in South Africa. However, the late former head of state remains unburied due to increased tension between his family and the government. The government dragged the family to court for refusing to bury the former head of state in Zambia on grounds that the sitting Republican president should not attend the burial of his predecessor. And the United Party for National Development, UPND, Presidential Support System Media Director Frank Walia says the delay in the burial of late President Edgar Lungu is mainly due to the position taken by the family. Father Walia says from his view, the impasse is not because institutions have failed, but because of disagreements surrounding the late president's reported wishes about who should attend his funeral. Speaking during the political podcast, Father Walia said that earlier claims suggested that the late president, Edgar Lungu, did not want President Hichilema to attend his funeral led to further confusion. He has since emphasized that attempts suggested that the burial is being delayed because the head of state has refused to step aside are misleading. Mr. Walia has called for calm and dialogue, saying the country needs unity and closure over the burial of its former leader.
My gut feeling is that there's no way he could have said that, because this is a man who honored and respected the declaration of Zambia as a Christian nation and did everything possible to actualize, to continue to consummate this declaration. This is a man that projected himself to all of us as a Christian, preaching love, preaching forgiveness, preaching reconciliation. And I'm one of those who avoids this blame thing. It's not reconciliatory in nature. It's a blame game that does not take the, that wouldn't take the country anywhere. When somebody dies, it is our culture that we bury our differences, then we bury that person. If there are issues to be discussed, you discuss them later.
The government has begun reviewing laws that guide how foreign nationals acquire land in Zambia. Lands and Natural Resources Minister Sylvia Masewo, authorities are working on proposed changes to the Land Act to make rules on land ownership by non-Zambians stricter and clearer. Ms. Masewo added that the changes are not meant to scare away investors, but to make sure land allocation benefits Zambians in a real and fair way. Speaking in response to a private member's motion in Parliament, Ms. Masewo explained that consultations with traditional leaders and other stakeholders are currently taking place as part of the review process. She stressed that Zambia remains open to foreign investment, which is important for national development, but added that such investment must protect the rights of citizens and safeguard national interests.
Government, through my ministry, has embarked on a comprehensive legal review. The key reform measures include the review of the Land Act. So this is meant to, among other things, clarify and tighten provisions relating to non-Zambian land ownership. While the legal framework provides safeguards, the government has observed some challenges, and these challenges include the following: inadequate monitoring mechanisms, speculative land holding, encroachment and illegal occupation, customary land pressures, beneficial ownership transparency. Because of this, Madam Speaker, which I'm sure members are aware that government currently, through the Minister of Lands, have been going around the country, meeting the public, meeting traditional authorities, and meeting all other interested, including, of course, the private sector.
The National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, aims to increase its net assets to $10 billion dollars by 2031. This target is outlined in its newly unveiled five-year strategic plan. Speaking during the authority's annual media engagement in Lusaka yesterday, NAPSA Director General Munyangwa Munyangwa said the plan will guide the authority's operation while strengthening financial sustainability and expanding pension coverage. Mr. Munyangwa revealed that since the year 2000, NAPSA has registered about 3 million members with approximately 1.1 million active contributors as of 2024. He said the authority recorded a total benefit payout of 2.4 billion kwacha in 2025. Of that amount, 1.06 billion kwacha was paid in monthly pensions to over 32,000 pensioners and beneficiaries. Another 643 million kwacha was paid as pre-retirement lump sum benefits to more than 38,000 members, while 495 million kwacha went towards retirement survivors and invalidity lump sums. Mr. Nyangwa further disclosed that NAPSA's investment portfolio grew from a target of 95 billion kwacha to 113.5 billion kwacha in 2025.
So in terms of contribution income, well, we have presented 8.6 billion in 2005-2004. Those amounts collected were about 35%. We believe that the investment are cash on the 10 years, we can do no much more than something like that. In your expression, this one, for the approach that we are taking in 2025, the reporting that is 2.6.1, these numbers are going to be very different. They will be looking very, very, very different. So in millions and not in thousands.
On the issue of a possible additional 10% partial withdrawal, he said the authority will not comment until Cabinet and Parliament make a formal decision. He added that NAPSA is targeting zero-day turnaround time for all services by 2028, with systems already developed and ready to be activated once enabling legislation is passed. Mr. Muyangwa also stressed that the authority does not discriminate to paying benefits and will continue expanding pension coverage to include workers in the informal sector. The new strategic plan aligns with Zambia's national development agenda and is expected to enhance service delivery, financial inclusion, and long-term sustainability of the pension scheme.
On the 10% issue that was raised, we don't want to move as a committee. Rather, we expect for things to happen. We are not going to be able to do it.
to let